That's where I was at. Well, I don't care what they think. I got to get right with you. And when you get right with God, let me say this, when you get right with God, God will be right with you. He'll be right where you need to be. Boy, there's a lot more, I would say, in the world that we live in, needs to get an altar and cry out, Lord God, not my will, but thy will. You know who we learn that from, by the way? From our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He said, Father, not my will, but thy will. But I want to share tonight. Sunday morning, we went and we seen, as we came there, we seen the betrayal. And we seen how that Jesus was betrayed, and they came and they took him out of the Garden of Gethsemane. But now I want to come to, we seen the betrayal of Judas Iscariot, okay? But now tonight I want to come and I want to take this so slow and lead you through this tonight. And I want to show you Peter's denial. I want to show you Peter's denial throughout these scriptures. Hey, don't be too hard on Peter tonight, okay? Let's just don't be too hard on Peter tonight, because we all have a little denial in us every once in a while. Don't get too hard on little brother Peter tonight now. Don't get too hard on him tonight when he denies the Lord Jesus Christ, because we all deny him sometime in our life. There comes a time you deny him. That individual will sit there and be cussing up a storm, taking the Lord's name in vain, and you just keep standing there and not say a word that he is your Lord and Savior. So let's don't be too hard on Peter tonight, and let's look at Peter's denial tonight and why he denied Jesus Christ. Amen. John 18 tonight, in verse number 15, I would ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. And the Bible says tonight in John 18 and verse number 15, and Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. And that disciple was known unto the high priest, and went in with Jesus into the place of the high priest. But Peter stood at the door without. And then went out that other disciple, which was known unto the high priest, and spake unto her that kept the door, and brought in Peter. And then said the damsel that kept the door unto Peter, art not thou also one of this man's disciples? And he said, I am not. And the servants and officers stood there, who had made a fire of coals, for it was cold, and they warmed themselves. And Peter stood with them and warmed himself. And the high priest then asked Jesus of his disciples, and of his doctrine. And Jesus answered him, I spake openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, whether the Jews also resort, and secret have I said nothing. Why ask thou me? Ask them which heard me what I have said unto them. Behold, they know what I said. And when he had thus spoken, one of the officers which stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, answerest thou the high priest so? And Jesus answered him, if I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. But if well, why smitest thou me? And Annas had sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest. And Simon Peter stood and warmed himself there, and said therefore unto him, art not thou also one of his disciples? And he denied it and said, I am not. One of the servants of the high priest, being his kinsman, whose ear Peter cut off, said, did not I see thee in the garden with him? Peter then denied again, and immediately the cock crew. Father God, I love you and I thank you. Lord, I want to thank you for this week that we're in. Father God, I thank you for the death, burial, and resurrection of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father God, without the death, I would not have salvation. Without the burial, I would not have salvation. Without the resurrection, I would not have salvation. Father God, they all three go together. And Lord God, tonight I would pray that you would guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Father God, you know my heart. And I pray tonight as we look at Peter's denial, Lord, I pray this not be mentioned in my life in the days to come. But Lord, that I would stand on thus saith the word of God. No matter who's around or who hears. And I'd proclaim that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Father, I love you, and Father, I thank you. Be with little Landry tonight in Jackson, Mississippi. I ask it all in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people said. Amen. You may be seated tonight. We're coming talking about Peter's denial. Peter's come to this place, and he has denied our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He denied him three times here. And as we come tonight, after the betrayal in the garden, the Word of God leads us straight to the denial of Peter. He leads him from the betrayal to the denial. He leads right to the denial tonight. But the question would be this: how did Peter, the outspoken, outgoing, over-the-top disciple, I'm talking about the one that was the cream of the crop, the one that thought he had everything together, how did he get to a place in his life that he would deny the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? You see, he just didn't come up on Jesus. He was chosen by Jesus. He was chosen. He was one of the 12. He was chosen. He had walked with him. He had seen the miracles. He had seen the sick healed. He had seen the blind made to see. He had seen the dead rose from the grave. And now he's come to the place when it's time for the crucifixion and he denies our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, tonight I want to show you in the Scripture some reasons why he denied our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Number one, he denied our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because Peter got prideful and overconfident. Peter got prideful and overconfident in who he was, and he didn't get confident in whose he was. Friends, tonight it don't matter what you are, it matters whose you are tonight. Tonight I want you to know, as we read and we study this text tonight, we see, if you'll turn with me, that Peter got prideful and overconfident. If you'll turn with me tonight to Matthew chapter number 26 and verse number 33, I want to look at Matthew's account tonight of him denying our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Peter got prideful and overconfident tonight. But the Bible in Matthew chapter number 26, in verse number 33, we see this tonight, what Peter said here. He had come to that place, and how did he get to a place that he denied Jesus? Friends, tonight I want you to know, when you get prideful in your life and you get overconfident, it won't be long you'll be in a situation that you'll deny Jesus Christ. When you realize and you get in that self-righteous state and that you can do it your way and you don't need God to do it for you, you'll get to a place, if you're not careful, you'll deny what God's trying to do in your life. Look what Peter said here in Matthew 26, 33. Then Peter answered and said unto him, though all men shall be offended. Here he goes. He's done putting all men in there. You don't know no man's heart. Now Peter's done speaking for another man, and he don't even know that man's heart. Now if I'm going to say a man's done got a little, excuse my language, if he's done got a little cocky or overconfident, is when he's trying to tell you what another man will do. Boy, ain't nobody with me tonight. Nobody's with me tonight. Nobody's with me. Get this tonight. He's trying to tell our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, what another man will do. He's trying to say, Lord God, I know what he'll do, but I'll tell you what I won't do. And right then, Peter comes to a place in his life when he's done got in trouble. Friends, tonight, when you tell the Lord Savior, Jesus Christ, hey, I know what another man will do, you're trying to take his job. Look what he says tonight. And Peter answered and said unto him, here he is, he's done got prideful and overconfident. Peter answered and said unto him, though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. Lord, I'll never deny you. It doesn't matter what goes on, I'll never deny you. I'll stand for you. I'll witness for you. I'll be everything that you've called me to be, and I'll be what you want me to be. But look what he said here in verse number 34. Not only did Peter say, I'll never be offended of you, and Jesus said unto him, you see, I just love this. When I think I know everything and I get overconfident and I get prideful, the Lord says, yeah, but I know what's really on the inside of you. I know what's really going on the inside of you. And he says in Matthew 26, 34, and Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, that this night, you see, Jesus said it's going to be this night. Hey, you done spoke this today, but this night, I want you to know there's something going on inside of you that you're not able to control. And look what he says, and Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto ye, that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And look what Peter said here. And Peter said unto him, now I done told you here that Peter got prideful and overconfident. He said, I won't be offended by you. Hey, but Jesus said it's going to go even deeper than that. And Peter said unto him, though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Hey, he said, Lord, you don't know what's going on. Hey, even though I'll die with you, I will never deny you. Jesus told him, you'll deny me. And Peter said, not me, Lord. Hey, them other boys, they might deny you, but not me, Lord. Peter got to this denial state because he put himself above the other disciples. Does everybody understand this? When you try to self-elevate yourself above another man, get ready, destruction's coming. Failure's coming. There's only one should have the high title, and his name is Jesus Christ. There's only one that should be elevated tonight, and his name is Jesus Christ. He said, Lord, even though I'll die for you, I will not deny you. I'll die with you. I'll do anything you need me to do, but I will not deny you. Get this tonight. In 1 Corinthians chapter number, if you will with me tonight, 1 Corinthians chapter number 10 and verse number 12, the Bible says, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. He says tonight, we're all subject to deny our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You say, preacher, what keeps us from denying as we stay humble in our relationship with Christ Jesus? He says, not only in 1 Corinthians 10, 12, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Proverbs 16, 18, the Bible said, pride goeth before destruction. He said, pride goeth before destruction. Friends, tonight, if there's one thing that I don't need to do and you don't need to do tonight, I must not get prideful in the work that the Lord has called me to do. I must stay humble. I must stay right at his feet tonight. And he says this, Proverbs 16, 18, pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. We see here that Peter, he come to the denial. And hey, this is the crucifixion week, amen? This is crucifixion week. And he's done come to the place where he's denied Christ. And this week, my question would be this to you. We're fixing to go into Good Friday, and we're fixing to go into the resurrection. I would ask you tonight, this week, have you denied our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Man, our walk, our talk, and what we do, is it denying that we are a born-again child of God? Friends, tonight, this has been on my heart all week long. And I get here tonight, and I see where Peter, he got prideful and he got overconfident here. And he said, Lord, I will not deny you. And the Lord said, Peter, you don't know what's in your heart tonight. Friends, tonight, there's nothing good in you and I tonight. If anything good comes out of me tonight, it's because of Jesus. All right, let me give you this. Number one tonight, Peter got prideful and he got overconfident. He got prideful and he got overconfident. He got prideful, and he got overconfident. Folks, tonight at this church, if we're not careful, we'll get to a place, a spirit in here of prideful and overconfident. We built this building. No, sir. No. He built this building. We got a big crowd. No. He has a big crowd. We. It ain't no we. It's he. Let me give you this tonight. Number one, Peter got prideful and overconfident. But number two tonight, and I want to show you this in the scripture here in John 18. Peter got with the wrong crowd. Watch who you're running with. As your pastor tonight, look up here. Watch who you're running with. Watch who you run with on a weekly and daily basis. You watch who you run with tonight. As I studied this text this week, I see where Peter got prideful when he got overconfident. And when you get prideful, when you get overconfident, you think you have the strength, you can run with the lost and dying world, and they will not affect you. When you get prideful and you get overconfident, you think that you can slip back and you can drink that one beer and it will not affect you, it will not hurt you. When you get prideful and you get overconfident, you think you can look at that pornography on your phone just one time and it won't affect you the next time. When you get prideful and you get overconfident, I want you to know tonight, if you're not careful, you'll quit running with God's people and you'll start running with the world. Friends, tonight, I want to give you as your pastor tonight, do not get prideful and overconfident. When you do, you will not be where Jesus would have you to be. You will be running with the wrong crowd when you get prideful and you get overconfident. And tonight, as we read this in the text, look with me in verse number 17. We see that Peter, he got to this place that he had got with the wrong crowd. This same crowd, now get this, in the garden, he took his sword out and he cuts the ear off the soldier. He cuts the ear off the soldier. He's wanting to kill this guy. The same crowd that he wanted to kill, now he's running with them. That can't happen. Oh, yes, it can. The crowd will butter you up. The crowd will make you feel better than you really are. The crowd will want you to do. You know what the crowd does? The crowd hollers, crucify him. That's what the crowd does. Friends, tonight we're not a crowd that hollers, crucify him. We are a crowd that hollers, he is our king tonight. And as we get in this text tonight, I want you to look in verse number 17. Peter got with the wrong crowd, and the wrong crowd, here's what it'll do. Look with me in verse number 17. Then said the damsel, or the little girl that was at the door. Then said the damsel or the little girl, and it just blows my mind that the overwhelming, overpowerful Pentecost preacher, Peter, he was a little girl, called him out. Preach, preach. It don't take a mighty man of God to call you out when you're living in sin. I've had it done in my life so many times. A little bitty girl, a little bitty boy, a little bitty something. Preacher, I want to be just like you. And you say, oh, no, you don't want to be just like me. You see, Peter had got prideful, he got overconfident, he got with the wrong crowd, and a little bitty girl called him out. When you're deep in sin and you're not doing what God's called you to do, it don't take much to call you out. You're looking for it anyway, if you believe it or not. You're looking for it, man. It's on every corner, and you're scared everywhere you go. You know you're not doing what God's called you to do. And Peter knew this, and the damsel had come to this place. Look what he said here. Look what was said here in verse 17. I said I wasn't going to preach. My goodness, man, I just want to be calm, and I just can't get over this, because this could be me. This could be me. This has been me. This has been me. Oh, Lord. Then said the damsel that kept the door unto Peter, are not thou also one of the man's disciples? And he said, I am not. Let me give you this. Peter got with the wrong crowd, and the wrong crowd would influence your conversations. You see the conversation he had? We read there in Matthew 26 where he said, Lord, he said, I will not deny you. He said, I'll die for you, but I will not deny you. And now he comes with a conversation right here. And she said, are you not his disciple? And he said, no, I'm not his disciple. I don't know him. Get this tonight. Matthew 10:33, the Bible says, but whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father, which is in heaven. Tonight I'll give you this, that a wrong crowd, if you hang around with the wrong crowd, it will change the conversations that you have. You get around a godly man or woman, and I want you to know they're not doing nothing but talking Jesus. They're loving it up, and they're having a heyday. They're just having a good old time. Hey, you get with the world, and it won't be long. Everything around you will be chaos. It'll be confusion. It'll be destruction. You won't know where to go or what to do, and you won't know how to get out of it. Friends, can I say to you tonight, when you get where Jesus is, there is no confusion. There is no chaos. There is no destruction at the feet of Jesus. Tonight, if I can give you anything, you make sure that you're running with the right crowd. Don't you run with the wrong crowd. You get with the right crowd tonight. As your pastor tonight, I'm warning you tonight. I want you to know when you get prideful and you think you can handle it tonight and you get overconfident tonight, that other crowd, it'll lead you the wrong way. It'll lead you down the wrong path. Can I get an amen tonight? Hey, there's some of you old boys in here tonight. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Hey, you come to the church and you got on fire for God and you started living for God and it wasn't long. You done been clean for a little while. Hey, you done been straightened up for a little while. And you get away from the church house and you get out there with the chaos and you get with the crowd and you think you can handle it and you think you've defeated it. And it ain't long, they'll bring out one of them old long necks. Hey, before you know it, you ain't drunk one. You done drunk the whole case. Friends, I want you to know that crowd, it'll mess your conversation up. Hey, when you done quit cussing, it won't be long. You get with the wrong crowd. You let them start cussing. You let them start complaining. It won't be long. You'll start cussing. It won't be long, you'll start complaining, and you'll just act just like a lost man. When you get around the lost crowd, it won't be long, you'll act just like the lost crowd. We're just going to teach tonight, amen? He says the wrong crowd will influence our conversations. I know this. I know this. If you get around the wrong crowd, your conversations are going to be messed up. Let me give you this. Look in verse 18. Not only did Peter get with the prideful and overconfident, got with the wrong crowd influenced his conversation. He said, I don't know him. That's the man that dies for you. Whew. The wrong crowd will influence our conversations, but in verse 18, the wrong crowd will influence our conduct. Our conduct. You run with the wrong crowd and your conduct's going to change. Look what he says here tonight, if you will, in verse number 18. And the servants and officers stood there who had made a fire of coals, for it was cold. It was cold. No, Peter was standing there with them, and they warmed themselves. And Peter stood with them and warmed himself. Can I say to you tonight, you can't stand with the world and stand with Christ. Peter got cold, and he was looking for something else to warm him up. Church member tonight, let me tell you something. When you get cold, don't look for the world to warm you up. When you get cold and your spiritual life as cold as it can be, don't you turn to the world to warm you up. There's only one place that you and I will find warmth, and that's at Jesus Christ tonight. He says this tonight, that the wrong crowd will influence our conduct. Matthew 26:72 says this, that he denied him with an oath. At this same point in Matthew's gospel, he denied him with the oath. He swore that he did not know Jesus Christ. Matthew 26:72, he denied him with an oath. Matthew 26:74, he cursed him and swore that he did not know the Messiah. Friends, tonight, when you get around the wrong crowd, it won't be long. You'll deny him. You'll get around that crowd and you won't want nothing to do with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, Peter, he didn't want what was coming his way. And tonight, I want you to know, when you get with the wrong crowd, it'll influence your conversation. It'll influence your conduct. And I want to give you this tonight. The Bible says in Romans 10:11, for the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. He shall not be ashamed. I believe that. Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Let me give you this. When I first got saved, I was ashamed of him. Let me explain. I told you what was going to say. Let me explain. When I first got saved, I was ashamed of him a little bit. You say, how was you ashamed of him? Man, I'd go in that crowd, there'd be 10 or 15 there, and there'd be all that old mess going on, and I'd be the only one that would come in. Man, I would just, when I would come into that place, I wasn't really, I was ashamed. But I didn't want to open my mouth. Do you understand that? But as you grow in Christ Jesus, you understand you're not opening your mouth. He's speaking through you. Does everybody understand that? He's speaking through you. And friends, tonight when Peter got here, he had done got to a place where his conversation and his conduct had done got in trouble. But when you get with the wrong crowd, there'll be a conflict with the Word of God. See, that's what the problem happened. His conduct done got messed up, his conversation, now he's got a conflict with the Word of God. You make sure the crowd you runs with has the whole council with it. Not partial. If you believe half the Bible, that means you don't believe none of the Bible. I'll give it to you. I believe the whole Word tonight. I'm going to tell you why I believe that tonight. I don't understand all of it. I don't. I do not understand all this. I don't have a clue, all of it. What He has enlightened me on, I understand. What I don't, I don't. But just because I don't understand it don't mean I don't believe it. Because it's cover to cover. But I want you to know, when the Bible says it, that's just the way it is. We can't justify it to fit my life, fit your life, and to fit the lives of everybody around us. Because when we do, we start compromising on the Word of God. And what the Word of God says tonight, we must stand on that Word tonight and let that Word affect our life in a mighty way. If you stand on the Word, you'll see blessings. If a child of God does not stand on the Word of God, he'll see burdens come his way in a mighty way. Tonight, I want to show you this in the text tonight in verse number 25 and 26. I want to show you this. We talked about Peter got with the wrong crowd. The wrong crowd, it influenced his conversations, it influenced his conduct, and he had conflict with the Word of God. Look here with me in verse number 25. And Simon Peter stood and warmed himself. And they said therefore unto him, here he goes again, art not thou also one of his disciples? He denied it and said, I am not. One of the servants of the high priest, being his kinsman, whose ear Peter cut off, said, did not I see thee in the garden with him? So how does that have a conflict with the Word of God? Well, number one, the garden's in the Bible. And he was in the garden with him. And now in one of the most sacred places that Jesus Christ, get this tonight, one of the most sacred places that Jesus Christ went in his ministry was when he went to the Garden of Gethsemane. When he went to that garden, he went there to pray. He went there to pray for you. He went there to pray for me and the whole world when he went to that garden. And you know who else he prayed for when he was in that garden? He prayed for old Peter. And now Peter denied him. And he denied him because of the crowd that he was around. It's easy not to deny Jesus Christ at church. If you come in here and try to deny him, everybody thinks you're crazy, don't they? I think you're crazy. But folks, you know what we don't need to deny him is out in the world that we live in. Our walk should match our talk. Our talk should match our walk each and every day of our life. And I want to show you the last thing that I see in the text tonight that Peter just couldn't get away from. They just couldn't get away from. He got overconfident. Man, he done got, well, he thought he was the man. And then he got to that place where he started running with the wrong crowd. If that don't describe church, I don't know what does. Do you? You find you somebody in here. There's men in here, these other men to be accountable to them. If you're in here tonight and you're strong in the faith, you need to find you somebody else that you can be their Paul and they can be your Timothy. If you're a woman in here tonight and you're strong in the faith, you need to pick you out somebody tonight that you're going to mentor and raise up for Jesus Christ tonight. See, I'm not going to blame old Peter because Peter was all alone. At least he went, but he was all alone. When he stood there, he was all alone. He denied our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that shows me something, though. When you get all alone and all by yourself, it's a lot easier to deny Jesus Christ. When he was with the 12, he didn't deny him. But when he got isolated all by himself, he felt alone, he felt worthless, he felt like, hey, if I don't go with the crowd, what are they going to think about me? Tonight you're sitting in here and you may be thinking, if I don't go with the crowd, what are they going to think about me? Always remember what the crowd hollered. The crowd hollered, crucify. The crowd hollered, crucify. I want to show you this tonight as we close tonight. Not only did Peter got prideful and overconfident, and Peter got with the wrong crowd. And the wrong crowd, when it influenced into conflict with the Word of God, the wrong crowd has no regard to the Word of God. The wrong crowd has no regard to the will of God. And the wrong crowd has no regard to the way of God. But tonight, one more thing that messed him up. Peter got away from Jesus Christ. He got away from where Jesus was. He stood back from where Jesus was. He stood back in that place. And when he, look in verse 25 and 27. 25 through 27. But I want to look at verse number 27 to right now. Peter got away from Jesus Christ. Peter then denied again. I want to stop right there. When he denied him that third time, that was the third time he denied him, he was at a place of defeat and he knew it. He was at a place of denial. And he knew it. He was at a place of despair, and he knew it. He was at a place of, man, I don't know what to do, and he knew it. Maybe you're in here tonight, and you say, preacher, I just don't know what to do no more. Keep your eyes on Jesus. What I love about this, though, is this. Even though he done got prideful and done got with the wrong crowd, done got his eyes off Jesus, the Word of God will never leave you. If you're a child of God, listen, that Word of God is going to convict you. It's going to ride you. It's going to get on your back. It's going to do everything in the world. When you're not living the way God called you to live and you're denying and you're not doing, I'm telling you, it'll wear you out. He said, how do you know the Word? Jesus told him, the cock will crow. Look what he says in verse 27. And Peter then denied again. And immediately, there's a Bible word. That's a Bible word, son, immediately. When you do wrong, it ain't 3 weeks when you know when you done wrong. Child of God, can I get a witness? When you do, oh boy, it'll just pop you. Man. He said, and when Peter, the first time didn't bother him. And then what Jesus told him. He said, that third time you deny me, that cock's going to crow. First time didn't bother him that bad. Second time didn't bother him that bad. But that third time, when Jesus spoke that word and said, this is what's going to happen, and that cock crowed, I want you to know tonight, old Peter knew that he was in a place that he needed to get right with God. Let me show you this tonight. But even when, let me give you this tonight, immediately the cock crowed. But even when we are defeated in denial and in despair, and don't know what to do, we can never get away from the Word of God. Once you've heard that word will always be around. Verse 27, the cock crew immediately, right on time. The Spirit of God immediately will sound when you and I become prideful. It'll sound. It'll immediately sound when we become overconfident. It'll immediately sound when we become bitter, start having the wrong priorities, stop fellowshipping with the Lord and God's people, and when we get comfortable with the wrong crowd, the Spirit of the Lord will crow. I pray you and I never get prideful, overconfident, and deny Christ. What a tragedy it is when a child of God denies the Lord Jesus. In this study tonight, I had no idea, been studying all week, and I had no idea around 2 o'clock in this morning that the sirens was going to go off for the storm. My phone rung. Brothers in this church called. 10 till 2, 2 o'clock. Sounding the alarm. Brother BJ, where you at? I'm in the bed. What's up, man? I didn't know. First thing I did, I thought, well, and here's a preacher's mindset, okay? Somebody's died. 2 o'clock in the morning, it better be bad. I mean, don't just call to talk. Can I get a witness? Hey, you could have done that at 2 o'clock p.m., not a.m. And I jerked that phone up. I said, man, what's up? He said, tornado's coming your way. Get shelter. I try to get out of bed, get dressed, to get where we need to go, and the phone rings again. Brother, trouble's coming your way. Take cover. Hey, I couldn't go nowhere for answering the phone. And as I did that, was getting ready, and I done gotten that spiritual mindset. That was physical. They seen that trouble was coming my way, and they was warning me. They was warning me because physical trouble was coming my way. And I prayed today. I said, Lord God, if they see spiritual trouble coming my way, come on. If my brothers see spiritual trouble coming my way, I pray they sound the alarm. I pray they sound the alarm. Spiritual trouble's coming. I see you doing what you don't need to be doing. You ain't no judge, preacher. You ain't no judge. Hey, we ought to keep each other accountable. I don't judge you. I try to help you. Same as you and me. I don't judge you. I try to help you. You see, last night, they didn't tell me I had to go to the storm shelter. They gave me the warning. Spiritually tonight, every time I stand behind this sacred desk, you don't have to make a move. You don't have to get right with God. But I give you a spiritual warning. The sirens are going off more now than they ever have. Is that physical? Or is that spiritual? The sirens in this church is going off more now than they ever have. There's people getting saved that you thought was saved. You're speechless. It's blowed your mind. You don't know what to do. If you could explain it, it wouldn't be of God. But when you can't explain it, that means it's of God. When you can't put your... And you know what we don't like? We don't like it when we can't put our finger on it and tell you why what's happening. We don't like it as humans. We like to know what's going on and can explain it and give you all the details and why they've done it and all that. But I've learned something in my life. I'm not going to try to explain. I'm just going to read the book. I'm going to study the book. And I'm going to let a siren go and say this. You do not get to a place, and don't allow your pastor to get to a place where I'm too prideful. Do not allow me. I do not allow you. Don't let me get overconfident. Do not allow me. I don't want to allow you. Do not let me get with the wrong crowd. Because I want to stay right where God would have me to stay. I don't want to warm my hands by the devil's fire. When Peter stood there, I want you to know he was warming his hands by the devil's fire. Folks, tonight I want you to know if there's one thing that the devil wants you to do is to feel like you're a loser. Tonight, if I can give you anything, you're a winner in Christ Jesus. You say, how do you know that? Peter didn't end with a denial. He preached on the day of Pentecost. And over 3,000 souls come to know Jesus Christ. Whatever's going on in your life tonight, there's forgiveness for it. There's restoration for it. All you have to do is cry out and cry. Cry out, Lord Jesus. you'll have a comeback story like you ain't never seen before. I don't know about you, but I sure like comeback stories, don't you? I like them when they come back. Because when they come back, you know what means? That means God's done a work in their life. I pray tonight that when you walk out of this place, denial will be on your mind. That we don't want to get to a place in our life where we deny Jesus. Especially this week. This week's different. You can just feel it. It's just something different in there. You can feel it. I can feel it. Just something different. I want to stay focused. I want to stay prayed up. And by the way, come Sunday morning, they're going to be visitors in here. Visitors in here. And when they come in, we don't want to have to wait to get here to get prayed up as a church. We want to be prayed up when we come in. We want to be prayed up, ready to go, and to worship Jesus. Not denying, but to worship Him. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, as we bow in Your presence tonight, Father God, I love You and I thank You for this night that You've given us. Lord God, I thank You tonight that, Father God, we may just be like old Peter. Father, if I can admit tonight, there's times in my life I have been like old Peter. Lord God, I got too prideful and overconfident and thought I could do it without You sometimes. But Lord God, You showed me each and every time in my life, You just let me fall flat on my face just to prove to me exactly who You are. Lord God, there's been times I run with the folks I shouldn't run with when I should have just been running with You and Your people. And Lord God, I took my eyes off You. Father, I pray, I think if we'd all be honest, we could say that tonight. Lord God, we've come tonight, this week, Easter week, Passover week, leading up to Good Friday. I pray this week our mind would be on the crucifixion. I pray our mind this week would be on the resurrection. Father, I pray when we walk in this place come Sunday morning that Your Spirit would be alive and well in this place. Lord, have Your will and have Your way tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.